From our No Good Deed Goes Unpunished file, Tesla and charging ports. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 4th day of November. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news headlines, when you've got 1.4 billion people in your country, it's an attractive market for U.S. companies. He was ousted as the CEO at Papa John's Pizza, but he still binges on the product. You know that Meta name that Mark Zuckerberg picked for his company? Well, there's a slight problem. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the vaccine mandate is out there. And it's all in an effort to stop the COVID-19 pandemic before we get too far into winter. For the interview, it's Mary Tan from Whisker Media. Think public relations for pet products. Good stuff on the way, but first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and find socially responsible recruiting centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. Focusandfind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are along for the ride again today. And if you want to reach us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, at first blush, this looked like a great idea, but there is a but. Benzinga is reporting that recently Tesla made the decision to open up its charging stations in the Netherlands to vehicles other than Tesla. Sounds like a good move, and it means extra revenue for Tesla, right? But yeah, there is a but. It seems that manufacturers place the charging ports in various locations on the electric vehicles. Tesla has their port in a place where you might expect gas to be inserted. The charging stations are all set up so that Tesla drivers can pull in just like you would at a gas station and plug into the side of your vehicle. Except many EV manufacturers are placing their charging ports on the front of the vehicle, which now causes some parking issues with the vehicle halfway out into the parking area. Nice try, though, right? You know, the population of China is about 1.4 billion people. That's roughly 18.5% of the entire world population. So, yeah, it's a big market. American companies realize that, and Money Magazine is reporting they are pumping loads of money into China to capture some of that market share. For example, Tesla is set to invest $49 billion into China to capture a slice of that huge EV market. Costco is eyeing more stores there. The first, which opened in Shanghai a couple of years ago, was so busy that shoppers had to wait up to 3 hours just to park. Beyond Meat sees China as a huge untapped market for its plant-based burgers, sausages, and other products, and it's making its way into food menus there as well. China is on track to become the largest grocery market in the world in 2023, so it is no surprise that Walmart is planning to expand into the country. In 1978, Coca-Cola became the first foreign business allowed back into the People's Republic of China as Chinese-American tensions began to relax. Now, some 30 years later, the Atlanta-headquartered firm, which sells about 140 million servings in China every year, is putting its money where its mouth is by pumping $75.3 million into new production lines and a factory in the country. Not to be outdone, Pepsi, too, has a huge stake in China, as does Starbucks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Universal Parks and Resorts, and even American Express. He was ousted from his role as the head of Papa John's over a scandal regarding the use of the N-word, but that has not kept John Schnattner from eating the pizza. Business Insider is reporting that the former CEO said that during the past 18 months, he's had 800 of them. 800 pizzas. Now, but he isn't consuming the whole pie, but sampling them instead. Kind of an anecdotal quality assurance process that he said is returning some lackluster results. Some were burnt, he said. Some were undercooked. Statner has been a vocal critic of his former company and its new CEO, Rob Lynch, since his rapid downfall as the leader back in 2017. He went on to say at one time, "I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days. That's what Statner told WDRB News, a Fox affiliate in Louisville, Kentucky, back in 2019. And he went on to say, quote, "It's not the same pizza. It's not the same product. It just doesn't taste as good," end quote. 800 pizzas, 18 months, why not? Well, it was all the buzz as Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg announced the name of his overarching company would be from now on known as Meta, like in the Meta Universe. But hold on. Entrepreneur is now reporting there is already a company out there named Meta, and if Mark wants the name, he's going to have to shell out about $20 million. The founders of the small technology company, Joe Darger and Jack Shutt, asked for a payment of $20 million to withdraw the registration application and free the name of Meta. Faced with the possibility of winning a good sum of money, Meta PC has taken the matter with some good humor. To take advantage of the momentum that this controversy is giving them, they published a meme on their social networks where Mark Zuckerberg appears to be presenting a company product known as Meta, just as he did when announcing his new brand on October 28th. Since the authorities have not yet granted the trademark registration to Meta PC, there are still chances that Facebook will get it sooner. However, several specialists speculate that Zuckerberg will most likely agree to make the payment. Stocks ended the day mixed as the Dow came off session lows to close down by 33 points at 36,124. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ gained 128 points to end the trade at 15,940, while the S&P 500 pulled off another record, gaining 19 points to close at 4680. Technology and retail shares drove the gains in the S&P, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ extended its rally to a ninth straight day. That's the longest winning run since December. And finally, there is this. In an effort to finally quash the pandemic, the Biden administration announced that businesses have until January 4th to ensure their employees are either fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or they are regularly tested. The requirements from the Labor Department's Occupational Safety and Health Administration apply to companies with 100 or more workers. Under the new measures, unvaccinated staff will be required to wear masks starting December 5th and submit weekly test results come January. Companies have until early December to offer paid leave time off for workers to get their shots and paid sick leave for those who contract the virus. Biden also delayed the vaccination deadline for federal contractors from December 8 to January 4. It should be noted, by the way, that Tyson Foods got over 96% of its workforce vaccinated with what is being called the boldest mandate in the entire corporate world. All right, stay with us because coming up next, a conversation about pets and public relations. You know, when you take a product to market and it's in a crowded space like pet products, it's wise to have a PR firm that loves those fur kids. Coming up in just a click away, you'll meet Mary Tan from Whisker Media.